This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua Masachas Ksubais, Daf Kuf Hei Amud Beis. Ki Asa Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came to Bavel, he came from Eretz Yisrael, Darash Rav Nachman Bar Kain. Rav Nachman Bar Kain darshaned, meaning Rav Dimi reported that Rav Nachman Bar Kain Kohen darshant. Maidichsev, what does it mean? Melech b'mishpat ya'amid aretz. A king with justice holds up the world. V'ish terumais yehersana. And a man of trumais destroys it. So a king with justice holds up the earth. And a man of trumais destroys it. What does this mean? If the judge is like a king who doesn't need anything, he holds up the world. But if he's like a kohen who goes around collecting, he overthrows it. Meaning, if he doesn't need to come on to benefits, so he's able to uphold the world. If he is like a kohen who is dependent on gifts, so now he has to curry favor, so then his judgment will be distorted. So such a person, he destroys the whole world. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Shila, Hai Dayana Deshal She'ota. A dayan who borrows, he's borrowing stuff. Pasul Meidan. He is pasul from judging. Vloy Amarin Ela Delesle Lashulei. This is only talking about if he doesn't also lend. Well, it's a leshulei, but if he has what to lend, leslan ba, then there's no problem. Why? Because if he has nothing to lend, and he's borrowing stuff always, so he's going to have to curry favor with them, it's going to color his judgment. But if he has what to lend himself, so he doesn't have to curry favor, he knows that he's able to borrow because he has what to give as well. Says Gemara, Eini. This is not true. Rava shaol she'otam midvei bar marion. Rava would borrow stuff from the house of bar marion. Afagadoi shayli minei, even though they didn't borrow from him. Says Gemara hasam la'ach shavinu hudabai. There, he did it because to make them feel chashav. Now, Amar Rava. Rava said, my time of the shechta. Why is it that you're not allowed to take sheichad? After all, you're not allowed to take sheichad even to judge correctly. It says the Gemara, "Kiven the kavalei shechta b'nei," because once you accept the bribe, "Yikarvalei daite legabei," you feel close to him. "V'have kagufe," you're like him. "Vein adam roya chovel atzmai," and you cannot see fault unto yourself. When it comes to self delusion, every man is a genius. Everybody knows what's wrong with the next guy. Everybody knows what's wrong with someone else. Nobody could see anything wrong with them. The problem is when somebody gives you money, then you view them as an extension of you. You don't see anything wrong with them. Says Gemara, "My sheichad." What does sheichad mean? Shehuchad. That you are one. You become one with the donor. Amara Papa. Loi leidun inish dina l'man derachamle. A person should not adjudicate a case for someone that he likes him. Not someone he doesn't like. If you like the guy, you won't see any fault. If you hate the guy, you won't see any favor. Amar Abai said, a young rabbi that the people of the city like him, it's not because he's a good guy. It's not because he is a upstanding rabbi, because he doesn't tell them what to do. So if you see a rabbi, a young rabbi, an old rabbi, they'll like him because they think he doesn't have much time left anyway. But a young rabbi, if they like him, it's because he doesn't tell them what to do. He just smiles at them and says, "Very nice, everything's good." Like Rabbi Saul Salanter would say, any rabbi that they don't try to chase out of the town is not a rabbi. And any rabbi that they get out of the town is not a man. So basically, that there you have it. Amar Rava, Meiresh Hava Amina. Rava said, at first I thought, Hani b'nei mechayzak kula rachamalei, that the people who live in Mechuzah, they all like me. Kiven de have a dayana, but once I became a dayan, I said, Minayu sanili minayrachmi. From them, meaning some of them hate me, and some of them love me, because some of them I found guilty, and some of them I found innocent. Kim de chazoy demanded mechayv lei ha'irna kazachi lamachar. But when I saw that somebody who I rendered guilty now, I rendered favorable the next day. I said, Merachim kularachimili, that if they like me, then all of them like me. Imisanu kular sanali, and if they hate me, all of them hate me. Meaning, ultimately, they wouldn't like him or hate him because he ruled in their favor, ruled against, because the one who was ruled in their favor today was ruled against him the next day. So Rava said, either they all like me, or they all hate me. Tan Rabbanan, v'shoichad lo yisikach. Do not take a bribe. Eino yitzarach lemer shoichad mamay. Goes without saying, don't take a bribe of money. El afilu shoichad dvarim nami asar. Even a bribe of words, you're not allowed to take. Midoloik siv betza lo yisikach. Didn't say illicit gain, it said shoichad. Baruch ato adenu elhinu machaylam sha'akel nebivari. It says, Gemara, hechi dami shaychad varim. What's an example of bribes of a word? Ki hada Shmuel, like that of Shmuel, have a avar b'mabara. He was crossing he was going over a bridge. Also, gavra, and a guy came, Yosef le'yada, and he gave him his hand to help Shmuel cross the bridge. Amrala, he said, Maya avidatech, you know, what are you doing over here? Why are you doing that? You know, what are you up to? Amrala, dina isli, I have a court case. Amarle, okay, if that's the case, you have a court case and I'm the judge. Amarle, Shmuel said, Pesun alach ladina, I am puzzled to adjudicate your case. Amimar have a Yosef Kadon Dina. Amimar was sitting and he was judging a case. Parach gadfa areshe, and a feather flew on his head. Asahu gavra shakar, and a guy came and he took the feather. Amar lei, so Amir said, "Maya avidtech." You know, what are you involved in? Amar lei, dina isle, I have a court case. Amar lei, pesul nalach ladina. I am disqualified from adjudicating your case. You helped me out. You took the feather off my head. Mar ukva have a shadi ruka kame. Mar ukva was about to meaning Mar Ukva have a shade ruka kame. Mar Ukva spit was thrown before him and he's about to, you know, touch it, go into it. Also gavra kasi. A guy came and he covered the spit so Mar Ukva doesn't have to touch it. Amarle Mar Ukva said, Maya Viditech, you know, what are you doing over here? Amarle, Dina Isle, I have a court case. Amarle, well, you help me out, Pasilna Lachladina, I am disqualified from judging the case. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi have a rugal, arise to have a maisile, kalmale, shabsa kanfa. Kanta the Peri. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, frequently a sharecropper would bring him every Arab Shabbos a Kanta the Peri, a basket of fruit. Why would the sharecropper bring Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi a basket of fruit? Because he's a sharecropper and he would work the land and produce fruit. So as payment, he would bring a basket of fruit to Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi. Yom echad aisi lei b'chamsa b'shabsa. One day, instead of paying him on Friday, brought him on Thursday. Amar lei, so Rabbi Shmuel said, Maishna inna, what's so special today? Amar lei, dina isli, because I have a court case. Amina, I said, agab urche aisi lei lamar. Once I'm coming to town, I might as well bring you the basket. So he basically brought it a day early, loy kabamine. So he didn't accept it from him. Amar lei, he said, Pesil nalach ladina, I am pasul to judge your case. Oisiv zuza drabanan. He established, he set up a peer of Rabbanan, v'kadainan lei, to judge his case. Bahadi de kazva azi, as Rabbi Shmuel was going back and forth, Amar, he said, he was like sort of over here, over eavesdropping on the case. He said, "Iboy tanhachi viboy tanhachi." If he wants, if the aris wants, the sharecropper wants, he could claim like this, "Iboy tanhachi." I mean, he found himself instinctively rooting for the aris. Amar, he said, "Tepach nafshim shal mekablei sheichad." Let the soul of those who accept bribes, tipach, let them blow up. Uma ani shaloi natalti, I, who I didn't take the bribe, I was rooting for the sharecropper. Vim natalti shali natalti, and even if I would have taken the bribe, he owes me the money. It's not a bribe, it's wages. Kach, and yet it influenced me that I'm rooting for him. Mekabli shaychad alachas kama kama. Well, the more so someone who actually receives shaychad and takes the shaychad. Rabbi Shmuel Nugamar, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Elisha, Aisileya who gave her Reisha Sagis. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Elisha was a kohen, so a certain guy gave him the first shearing, you know, because he's a kohen, and he wanted to give him manas kahuna. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Elisha said, Meheichaat, where are you coming from? Amar Lei Miduch Plan, I'm coming from a certain place. You have no one else to give it to? You had no one else to give it to besides me? Amar Lei Dina Isli, I have a case. I said, well, Agavorcha, while I'm coming to court, I know you're a kind, I'll give it to you. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Shmuel said, Pesilna Lach Ladina, I am puzzled to adjudicate the case. So Lloyd Kovina, he didn't accept it from him. He appointed a pair of chachamim, who judged the case. Bahadi de Ka'azav Asi, and while he was going back and forth, Amar, he said, if he wants, he could claim like this. If he wants, he could claim like this. Amar, so Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Elisha said, Tipach nafshim shem mekavli sheichad. The souls of those who receive sheichad should blow up. Uma ani shalai natalti. If me, I didn't take the sheichad, and yet I'm rooting for this person who offered me sheichad. Vim natalti shali natalti. And if I would have taken, I would have taken something that belongs to me because it's reishis hagez. I'm a kohen. Kach, this is the effect that the sheichad has. Mekable sheichad achas kama kama. Someone who actually accepts sheichad, all the more so. Ravanan Aisile Ahu Gavra Kanto de Gildani Deve Geli. A certain guy brought Ravanan Kanta, a basket, the Gildani. The begeli of fish, the begeli that are found in the kanim, in the reeds. Rashi says, "Gildani begeli dagim ketanim, small fish." So a guy brings Ravanan a basket of fish. Amarle Maya Vintech. He says, what are you doing? Amarle Dina Isle, I have a court case, Lo Kabune. Ravanan didn't take the fish. Amarle, he said, Pisilna Lachladina, I can't adjudicate your case. Even though I didn't take the bribe, I can't adjudicate. Amarle, the guy said, what are you talking about? Dina Demarle, but you know, I don't want you to judge my case. Kabuli le Kabamar. I just want you to take my gift. Why? I don't want you to stop me from bringing bikurim. What does that mean? We're going to see. Giving a gift to Talmud Chacham is like bringing bikurim. The Tanya we learned in Ebraisa. V'ishba mi bal shalisha. A guy came from bal shalisha. V'ayavay l'esholikim. He came to the man of God. V'ayavay l'esholikim. He brought to the man of God. Lechem bikurim. The bread of Bikurim, Esrim Lechem Sa'irim, 20 barley breads, V'charmel, Bitzik Loigai, and Carmel and the kernel bitzikloinoi in the chaff. Now, what does it mean he brought bikurim? Elisha ate bikurim? How could Elisha eat bikurim? Elisha was a kain? Elisha wasn't a kain. Elalai melacha means like this. Kalamevi doira in the Talmud Chacham, anyone who brings a gift to a Torah sage, ki ilo makrav bikurim, it's as if he offered bikurim. Amar le, Shravanan said to the guy, Kabuli lo ba'ina de akabel. I didn't want to take your gift because I thought you wanted me to adjudicate the case. Hashta da armat li tamba, but now that you're giving me a reason, mekabilna, I'm going to take it. So, shadre le kamed Rav Nachman. So, Ravanan sent the guy to Rav Nachman. Shalach le, so he sent to Rav Nachman as follows. Nidaini mar lai daina. Let the master judge this case. The Anan pasumal leladina. I, Anan, am disqualified. Amar, so Rav Nachman said, mi deshalach li hachi shma mina kreva. If Anan sent me the message that I should adjudicate, presumably the reason why he is not adjudicating it himself is because Rav Anan is related to him. So have a koyim dina diyasin kame. At that time, a case of Yisoimim was being considered by Rav Nachman. So at that time, Rav Nachman was looking into a case of Yisoimim. Amar, he said as follows, Hayase v'hayase. Both cases are a mitzvah sase of judging. Rashi says the mitzvah of Ushafat Tem Tzedek. Ase the kavod Torah Adif. But the mitzvah saseh of honoring Torah is greater. So I'm going to judge Rav Anan's case, because Rav Anan's case is kavodat Torah. How so? How is it kavodat Torah? Because he figured it must be Rav Anan's relative. Salka ladina diasma. He removed the court case of Yisamim, so he put it away. Va'achde ladina, and he went down, meaning he adjudicated. He started to adjudicate the din of Rav Anan. Kivan dechaza baldina yikar dekaavile, but when the other party saw the honor that he was doing to him, istatim tanase, his claim was sealed shut. What does that mean? Rav Anan asked Rav Nachman to adjudicate the case. Now, Rav Nachman thought it's because the case was relevant to his relative, so he figured he better adjudicate the case because it's kavodat Torah. But then, when the other party saw all the honor that the Beis Din was giving this relative of Rav Anan, it sealed shut any taina they would have. So it, so to speak, ruined their confidence. And we'll see, Be'ezus Hashem, next week, the continuation of this story. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, so this is Kuf Hei Amud Beis. And Be'ezus Hashem, next week, Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, we continue this sugya, somewhat of Agadata. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, have a great night. Kol Tov. Bracha Vatzlacha. Yeah, amen. Thank you very much. Kol Tov. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.